So one of the things which can affect the status of the schach is the halacha of avir. If there's a space, there's a gap in the schach, that can, in some situations, invalidate the schach, make the schach possible. So halacha that avir, number one, avir possibles in a gap of three tzvachim. If there's a gap of three tzvachim, that potentially is not, no longer, that's not loved anymore, and that would be considered potentially a problem. So that's relevant in a few scenarios. Person number one should not have a gap between his schach and the walls. So you want to start your sichuch of your schach should be immediately adjacent to the walls. If there's a gap between of three tzvachim between your schach and the wall, so that's considered that the wall and the schach have not met, as if there's no wall for that part of the schach. That might be a small, very small area. It's not a problem, but it's along the whole length of one of the sides. It's like you don't have a wall on that side. So you just undermine not only your schach but your wall. You don't have a wall on that side. Some situations that would be problematic. That's one scenario where it's an issue. The second issue is if there's a shita which says if there's a gap which goes across the length or the width of the whole sukkah, the length or the width of the whole sukkah, that's considered a problem. That's considered as if you split your sukkah into two. So if a person has that avir which goes all the way along the length or the width of the sukkah, you might end up with a sukkah which is not kosher because you've split the two sides. Do you have enough walls for each side? So if you don't have enough walls for each side, you're going to have a problem potentially in that situation. If a person only has three walls and he makes a gap along the whole length of the sukkah, it's like you have 1.5 walls on one side, 1.5 walls on the other side. That's not a kosher sukkah. So that the width of that avir which can be problematic is any width at all. It can be an inch wide. So what you want to always do is make sure you have at least one. If you're going to make your use slats and they all go one direction, you have at least one slat going the other direction. You're fine. If you don't have that running along the whole length, you use bamboo sticks. The bamboo sticks are all running parallel all the way across the length of the sukkah. Well, between each stick, there might be a gap. But as long as you run one in the other direction, you won't have that problem. If you have a scenario where you have an airspace in the middle of the sukkah, which is large enough for a person to be seated under it, his roish, or rub of his body, to be seated under that space, a person should not sit there. It does not pass on the sukkah, but a person should not sit there. So you should be aware of these scenarios. When you're talking about the issue of avir, there are multiple scenarios where avir can play a role and be problematic. So a person should make sure that the sichuch, beside the sichuch that it has to cover every area, you should not have any of these type of gaps. Minimal gaps every here and there. Obviously, that's a normal. That's what sichuch is. Is there going to be gaps all over the place? But these scenarios would be aware to be problematic. Have a good morning.